to I Woke Up Like This. This is episode number 9. I'm Katie Ryan here with Ashley.
Ashley from Indelibel.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh my gosh, you have had the most eventful, past few days?
Like 48 hours have been a little intense.
Well,
for
at
me.
Least it started out okay, right?
Well, let me tell you, I took a last minute trip to Dublin, Ireland, and it was amazing. Have you ever been to Ireland?
No, but I'm dying to go.
It was the most beautiful place. Like, ooh. People always think like, oh, it's going to be beautiful in the tropics or like that's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. I saw some of the clearest, bluest water, the greenest grass, like amazing. And, you know, it's Ireland. You expect it to rain the whole time.
Right.
I was watching the forecast like the whole time and it said it was going to rain every day. So I totally prepared for like this nasty 60 degree rainy weather, and when we got there, it like miraculously changed, and it only rained one day out of the 5 days that I was there, and it was sunny and beautiful and absolutely amazing. So I get back from this lovely vacation,
yes,
on Monday afternoon.
Right.
Maryland greets me with a bunch of baloney.
So all the rain came here.
Yeah. Oh, it's... Thank you, Maryland. So driving home from the airport, mm-hmm, in a storm.
Torrential downpour.
And I was like, what is this? Like, this is worse weather than in Ireland. Go to work on Tuesday, work a full day, you know, got to get all, mm-hmm, of the lashes in. And then it starts raining as I'm leaving work. Actually, your mom was with me.
Yes.
She was my last client.
So that was like, what, 7 o'clock last,
yeah,
night?
Yeah, about 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Got everything cleaned up. When I was driving home, I was actually scared because of the hail and everything. I only live a mile away from,
right,
the shop, and it was scary.
And you are right downtown Frederick.
Yep, right downtown Frederick. So at 2 a.m, I get a message from another shop owner that says, just letting you know, your shop is underwater.
Oh, gosh.
So we wake up at 2 a.m. to a lovely disaster. The shop was completely flooded, just a lot of leaves, mud, debris.
Oh,
like the
my
door
goodness.
Caved in due to wind and water. And there's just a lot of stuff that we had to clean up. So I have been up since 2 a.m.
Oh, I
cleaning.
Know.
And now I'm here. So
I am
48
so...
hours have been really interesting.
Yes, I am so sorry. That is just, it's the worst news ever. And a lot of product, I mean, that you don't want to be underwater is, and carpets and lamps and things like that have to be thrown out. It's a huge, huge cleanup mess.
Yeah, let's just say the city trash workers were not very happy with what I left on the curb until they peeked down and saw what we were going through.
Right,
and then
they
were like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
So, but you know what? There's going to be a rainbow at the end of this cloud.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
I totally know something is good is on my way, because always like that dark cloud comes, mm-hmm, before something really awesome comes.
Exactly. That
so
is the best attitude.
I'm just
to
trying
have.
To look for the rainbow at the end of the pot of gold. And since I was just in Ireland and there's these beautiful yellow flowers all over the country, I was like, oh, these look kind of familiar. And when I got back on the tour bus, the guide said, oh, yeah, that's actually a weed.
Oh, no.
So here I am frantically Googling yellow weed in Ireland, and it is part of the ragweed family, which I am highly allergic,
oh, no,
to.
Actually.
So I literally stood in a countryside of
weeds
that, so I had like hives and I was
you
stuffed
had
up.
Hives?
Oh, yeah. Like I've been dosing on Benadryl,
oh,
since
my gosh,
Sunday. So between the allergic reaction and the flood.
Please let me know if you need anything.
Oh,
oh my
thank
gosh.
Thank you so much.
That is, what a nightmare. I mean, and you, I don't know if you mentioned exactly where your shop is located, East Patrick Street.
23 East Patrick Street, so right in the heart of downtown. Tons of businesses definitely got hit by the storm.
Yes, and you're on the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
So that water just poured right in. And this is the first time that that's happened.
Since I've been there.
Yep. Yep.
But
yeah,
on the bright side, like, woke up at 2 a.m. and guess what? Didn't have to do my makeup.
That is true. And today we're going to get into the actual eyeliner appointments.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to go over all the details of your appointment day.
Yes. So lots of questions regarding like what you should do with your appointment. So we're just going to dive right into that.
That sounds good. I do have one to kick things off. So is there anything, I do not have the eyeliner done yet. Is there anything that I can do leading up to the appointment to make it easier on me?
Yes. So there's lots of stuff with eyeliner that you can do to prep for it. Where with eyebrows, you don't need to prep.
Okay.
So with eyeliner, because it's a little more sensitive of an area, you want to make sure that you hydrate. Drink plenty of water 3 days prior and 3 days after your appointment, because you'll have less swelling if you do.
Okay.
So if your body is hydrated, it's not going to hold on to excess water, bloat, all that kind of stuff.
That makes sense.
So just make sure you're drinking 8+ cups of water a day, 3 days prior. And then another thing that's really going to help with recovery is taking an herbal supplement called Arnica Montana. We kind of touched on it a few episodes back.
Yeah, I think
you can get it on Amazon, at Common Market, Mom's. It is just a natural herb that helps with bruising and swelling.
Okay.
So if you take that as well 3 days prior and 3 days after, that definitely
So kind of a natural anti-inflammatory?
Yes, yes. So where that is a good lead into anti-inflammatories, usually anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen or aspirin, those are also blood thinners, because you don't want to take blood thinners before we do this.
Okay.
So like stopping ibuprofen and aspirin if you're taking high doses of it at least a week before your appointment. But we also want to make sure that you have that anti-inflammatory. So that's where the Arnica Montana comes into play. So just remember, no ibuprofen for a week. Start hydrating and using Arnica Montana 3 days prior.
Now, dealing with my eyeliner, should I not wear eyeliner leading up to it? Should I wear eyeliner coming into the appointment so you can kind of see how I wear it normally and where I kind of want the eyeliner to go?
Great question. So, like, usually I would say come with your eyebrows drawn in, but with the eyeliner, you want your face to be completely clean. We don't want any kind of mascara, eyeshadows, or anything on your face for chance of foreign substance getting into your open skin. So
okay.
We just want to make sure that your face is clean and ready for it to be worked on. So do not come on with any makeup or anything to your appointment.
Okay.
Clean, basically sanitized face.
Okay. You know?
And then please look on Pinterest, look at photos, bring photos of yourself of how you want your eyeliner.
Kind of like getting your hair done.
Yes.
I like this haircut.
Yes. Go make yourself a Pinterest board.
Perfect.
So then, because it's a straight line, there's not too much that I need to really see to get it where you want it to be. Because that first appointment's going to be a very thin line just due to swelling. And then the second appointment will be that medium to thick. I just need to know what you want the line to be. If you want it to be a thin classic line or something that wings out a little bit. If you want a little bit thicker top or bottom. So that's where I say bring some photos in so I know exactly what you want it to be.
So if the first appointment's more of a thin line, if you wanted a wing, would you do the wing at the second appointment then?
No, I'll do it the first time as well.
Okay.
So then we're just adding a little more on to the second appointment.
Gotcha. And exactly how long does that appointment go for?
So eyeliner, we want to make sure you're as comfortable as possible. So we have ample numbing time for you.
Okay, perfect.
So because of that, your appointment is a little bit longer. It's about 2.5 hours for your first appointment.
Compared to microblading, which was about
2 hours.
2 hours.
So that's because your first appointment, we definitely want to talk and make sure that whatever we're putting on your eyes is what you want it to be. We'll have a consultation and then we'll start numbing. So your follow-up appointment, because we already have had that consultation and know exactly what you're looking for, the second appointment is a little bit shorter and it's 2 hours.
Okay.
So just make sure that you are dedicating time to this appointment because your eyes are closed and you can't be looking at your cell phone or like silence your cell phones, because if you hear beeping or it ringing, you're going to get really antsy.
Let friends know you're not going to be answering for a couple hours. Yeah. You're completely relaxed the entire time. Take a nap.
Yep. Take a nap. Mandatory nap time.
I know my aunt got her eyebrows done with you and she said that she took a nap through the whole first appointment.
Oh, at the second appointment.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. She's just like, oh, wait, did I fall asleep? I don't know why people think this hurts. Like, I'm just like taking a little snooze.
I've almost dozed off before. So what can I expect as far as swelling and discomfort after the appointment?
So if you're taking your Onica Montana and hydrating, the swelling is going to look like you've had a good cry. You know, like there is going to be a little bit of puffiness to your eyes because obviously we've been working a lot on it. But it's not going to be anything crazy or intense because we're not using that tattoo gun to go super deep. But just know that for the first 3 days, you are going to be a little bit puffy. So
just like allergies.
Just like allergies. Exactly.
Not a bee sting, more like allergies.
Yes.
Which is not bad. And plus, it goes down. How long would you say? You said a couple days.
Yeah. Usually it's like the first two, 3 days. Usually by the end of day three, people are like, oh yeah, I'm totally fine. You're still wearing ointment, so it's a little bit shiny, but the puffiness has definitely gone down by then.
Gotcha. So is the ointment the same as the ointment on the eyebrows?
Yes. So it's A&E ointment, but I'll also give you some vitamin E just because there could be a chance of an allergic reaction with the A&E.
Right.
It really just depends on person to person. So I send you prepared just because the eye is a little more sensitive of an area. But same kind of ointment deal as the eyebrows.
Great. So after the swelling goes down, how long until I can start wearing makeup again?
Your healing process, you're going to be wearing ointment on them. They're going to do a dry heal, flake off.
Okay.
Just kind of like the eyebrows. So once all of the flaking goes away, which is between 7 to 10 days, just depending on your body type, then you can start wearing your mascara and your contacts, any kind of other makeup around your eyes. It is really important that you understand that because this is your eye we're talking about here. We don't want to be trying to put contacts in because of the bacteria that's on our hands.
Yes.
Anything, just staying away from the eye at all possible. And if you think about it, like how often are we like cleansing our brushes, our makeup palettes itself? So there's a lot of bacteria that's on there as well. I mean, when your skin's fully healed, it doesn't matter that much. But when you have an open skin, you could definitely get an infection. So it's just all about making sure that you are prepared and everything will be fine. So just 1 week of like really not doing anything.
I don't think
it's so hard, but it is so worth it.
So important too.
Yes.
I don't think I realize or people realize how much they touch their eyes too.
Yes. Well, like I didn't realize how much you touch your eyebrows.
Right.
You know? And so then when you start like, oh, thinking about like, I rub my eyes all the time because of allergies.
Yes.
Like you can't do that. So it's just like one of those, be prepared. It's going to be a little bit challenging for the first couple of days, but once you got it down, then it will be fine. It's kind of like when we put eyelashes on you and, you know, like the adjustment period of like, oh, I got to try and sleep on my back and I can't rub these things. And
oh, they're so long and beautiful.
Look how gorgeous they are.
I have to get used to how full they are. It's just so hard. And then vacations. So should you schedule your eyeliner appointment before you go on vacation, or is it better to do that after?
So you want to make sure that you are not going on a vacation before or after. Well, take a vacation before. Totally fine. Come in the next day. Just make sure that you're not suffering from standing in a field of weeds and have severe allergies.
Don't go to Ireland first.
Don't go to Ireland and stand in a bush of weeds. So like as long as you're not suffering from any kind of reaction from traveling, then take your vacation before, come and see me. But you don't want to go on vacation for at least, I would say, 2 weeks after getting it done. Because people heal between 7 to 10 days. But just to be on the safe side, a full 2 weeks so you know that you're fully healed. So, like, if you are going to a warm, sunny destination and you're going to a beach, you can get in the water without worrying about anything. So just plan accordingly. 2 weeks after, you're totally fine. Before, have at it.
Because I can't imagine that chlorine or the sun would be good for...
Oh, no, not at all.
For that. At all. So that's good to know. And I guess last question for those of you that maybe aren't sure where your shop is, maybe they've never been to Indelible before. Parking is just an important thing to note.
Yes. So downtown Frederick, they do have parking meters, but parking meters only go for 2 hours. And that is $4 because on the street is a lot more.
Yes.
To park. So... And plus, like, that last half hour, you won't be able to go and feed the meters. So for your eyeliner appointment, you really have to park in a parking garage. And it will be half the cost.
Perfect.
So Carroll Creek Parking Garage or even Church Street Parking Garage, it's about a block away. Super convenient. Just take a stroll down the little alley.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to worry. And then you can just take a snooze. And when you wake up, you won't have a ticket.
Right. Yeah, I normally do the Carroll Creek garage. It's right across the street. So easy. But that brings up another question. Is it hard to drive afterwards?
So some people, it kind of all depends on sensitivity. Now, if you are a little bit nervous and are going to take some kind of muscle relaxant or something like that, mm-hmm. that's prescribed by your doctor, you will need to have somebody drive you home.
Right.
I have had people... get a prescription, Uber there, Uber back, have somebody pick them up, drive them. But just know that, like, if it's sunny out, you could have some sensitivity. Your eyes are going to feel, like...
Heavy?
Yes, okay. Exactly. You know, so just think about the hardest time you've ever cried, you know, like, and how heavy your eyes felt.
Yeah, that might be a little bit.
So it, I would say 90% of my clients drive themselves home.
Right.
And it's totally fine. But... You know, if you have a friend or a significant other that can pick you up, do it.
Why not? Is there anything else that you want to add?
I think if you guys just listen to all of those points, then you will be ready for success and beautiful eyeliner.
Ready for your first appointment.
Yes.
All right. So we have our next appointment coming up, and I think it's our next episode coming up, and I think it's an exciting one.
It is a super exciting one because we are going to be live
Woo!
From Indelible because I'm going to have my sister Heather touch up my eyeliner.
Yay.
So live Facebook, you'll just be seeing every step by step. I think it's just really important for you guys to see that I have it done. You know, and I trust my sister right. to do it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a visual thing, so you guys know exactly how it's going to be. Katie's going to be by my side, ask me a bunch of questions, just
yes.
talking to me, because you can do that when you're getting your eyeliner done.
Did that hurt?
Yep.
Did that hurt? How about now?
I'm going to be like,
are you asleep?
All of those questions are hurting me.
I'm going to be like, Ashley, wake up. Wake up. So that'll be a lot of fun. So definitely tune in a couple weeks for that live Facebook video. And then we'll be back in the studio for episode 11, I believe.
Oh, my gosh. So, time is flying. So then episode 11, we'll be talking about the aftercare. And you can see
Perfect.
Everything that goes on with aftercare.
Giveaways. Are we doing anything special?
While we are doing the eyeliner podcast, you will get 30% off, which makes it like $315.
Wow.
Like, super great deal. That includes both of your appointments if you book with Heather. Obviously, Heather is my sister, and I trust her with my own eyes. So,
and you'll see that yourself.
Yeah, you'll see that yourself. So if I'm trusting her, you can trust her mm-hmm. as well. So if you've been thinking about it, now's the time. It is a fantastic deal.
Book now.
Exactly.
All right, so we will be back to see you in a couple weeks.
Have a great week, guys.
See ya.